This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Yeah, you guys probably need to go look at that because we're going to now entice you. Joining me now, live from the Skunk Works that is the AR-15 Skunk Works in the Western United States. This would be CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So, the other day, I had called Jay and I said, listen, I want a gun that I can pack that's going to be short, that's going to be small, that's going to be lethal. Jay is a very unassuming man, so he sent me a very short, easy-to-pack, lethal rifle. And it's beyond my wildest dreams. I'm talking about the PDW C-11. How new is that design?
I would say it's about probably SHOT Show last year, if I recall correctly.
So it's a relatively new design. Now, it comes with a binary trigger. Now, the binary trigger is also a relatively new development, isn't it?
Yeah, the first one that we had out on the market was September of 2015, and then the Gen 3, I think, was August of 2016.
Hey, I remember.
We just keep designing it for different platforms as we go.
I remember in 2016, I think that was the big, all the talk at the NRA meetup. When everybody was talking about, well, what's the new technological thing out there? They were like, the binary trigger, the new binary trigger from Franklin.
I got to tell you, I love my job, just creating new stuff and bringing it to market.
Not only, now, before you bring it to market, though, you make sure that you have made it sort of future-proof, don't you? You some of the stuff that you're out there designing, you make sure that you've dotted the I's and crossed the T's on that, right?
Well, yeah, and there's two sides to that. One of them is the regulatory side and working with ATF. And, you know, a lot of people have their opinions about ATF, but they honestly have, here to now, always provided us a fair shake at things. You know, sometimes we didn't agree with everything. Sometimes things settled out after the fact, but the guys in D.C. have actually been relatively fair. I got no complaints. But the other side of that, besides making sure everything's regulatorily square, is to make sure that you got the right materials, the right design engineering going into it. And we really have figured a lot of that out throughout the years. And so as we produce a new trigger, we're coming out with the AK variant here next. And with that, you know, we know the right materials to be using. We know the approximate forces that will be putting on certain planes and so forth, and the tolerances that we'll need to be working within to make it happen.
Yeah, that's one thing. I've held plenty of ARs that were, mil-spec, which mil-spec is actually a minimum standard, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it's fairly wide. For example, selector shaft holes, I noticed, if I remember correctly, it's about a 5,000 spread.
Right.
Which in this day and age, when machines are cutting things in tenths or microns, dealing with 5,000 is huge. But ironically, there's still a lot of manufacturers that need that full dimension to be able to make everything work.
But not you. That's the thing, though. I mean, like with a gun like the guns that you put out, like this PDWC 11, Charlie 11, this is a gun that is designed for somebody that doesn't have an armorer, isn't it? Waiting for them in the rear.
Oh, yeah. We use high-quality parts throughout everything. You know, S7, 8620. We salt bath nitride the carriers. I mean, this is there's a lot that goes into everything to really yeah. make it work.
So the so let's talk about this particular gun. Now, this comes in both an 11-inch and a 7-inch barrel. I asked you for the 11-inch barrel, which I have. I did think twice about that 7-inch barrel, though, I have to tell you. Just because after we spoke, I thought about what you said, but I just decided just to leave well enough alone, and let's see what happened. This gun, now, a lot of people that have seen this gun that I've, when I posted pictures on it on, and I'm trying to find a range to get to prior to SHOT Show so I can take this thing out. But this stock that is on this gun, is that yours or is that derived from that Battle Arm stock and you guys have sort of, modified it and made it your own so it's an AR-15 pistol configuration?
Well, that brace is actually made by SB Tactical. Alex Bosco right. over there is a great guy, personal friend, and we appreciate the creativity that his team is always coming up with new items. And that collapsible brace is really fantastic. It's effective, easy to use, and the fact that he got that approved as a collapsible item, it's actually kind of mind-boggling.
How is it? Now, and I'm just curious about this. How is it that when they came, and I'm almost certain you don't know the answer to this, but do you think the people that had the newly banned bump stock, when they were building this and everything, did they consult with ATF prior to them taking it to market, do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm certain they did. See, there was the Atkins Accelerator before that.
Right,
and
I remember that.
Am I breaking up?
No, you're good. I said I remember that, the accelerator.
Oh, I'm sorry. Some reason the reception's breaking up on my end. But the Atkins accelerator was the first product out there. Unfortunately, there was a design change made between the submitted product and the final commercial product, at least according to what an ATF representative told me. We were having a drink one night, and they told me a story, and you know, it is what it is, informal communication, nothing official there. But that was all precedent before Mr. Cottle came out with his bump stock design. And obviously, he's a sharp businessman and was able to be able to bring it to market and be very successful. My only regret with the whole deal is the moment this bump stock deal went down, he basically closed things up, and I really wish he would have stood his ground and fought this issue with the ATF, because I think it was something that could have been won with enough pressure from his side of the fence.
Right. In the remaining minute we've got, do you think this bump stock ban is going to stand muster in court? I mean, they only how many times do they look at that, 3 or 4, and say, no, this is just an accessory, and then they change their mind?
Several times, a couple of times that, from what I've read, I think that they've got some issues here, that the regulatory side of the house is bending to political pressure. ATF is a political animal. And I think that they're going to have serious issues when they get into court with that. I'm very happy with the way they have evaluated us in there. They even mentioned us by name, saying that binary triggers were good to go. However, that doesn't mean that we're going to be able to avoid anything in the future, right? If they
right.
can make this work for bump stocks today.
Let me get you to hold right there.
Time, and I prefer to avoid that.
Let me hold you right there, because I want to talk about that when we get back.
Excellent.
FranklinArmory.com. That's where you can find what Jay and his cohorts put together. Lock and Load is a discount code, if just a hint for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-15, which you need AR-500. I've got AR-15s on the brain right now. AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's something you guys should be doing. You should be going out there right now. Not only do they sell the complete guns, they sell parts. If nothing else, just get the binary trigger. That's well worth the price of admission. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And of course, I'm talking to the CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. Now, as we were going into the break, Jay, you said that while the binary trigger is legal today, by what statute is it legal? If you can break it down for me.
So with the, well, it doesn't violate the definition of a machine gun. I actually have something highlighted from the bump stock ban.
Right.
And it says, let's see, although rifles and shotguns are defined using the term single pull of the trigger, the statutory definition of a machine gun also requires that the firearm shoots automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. And that's under the NFA, which is 26 USC 5845B.
Which makes the bump stock legal.
Honestly, I would concur with you that the bump stock should be legal because John Spencer believed that, which was the former technology branch chief. But really, if you look at it, you're pulling it each and every time. I think that their argument is that there's simply one biometric input. You're effective. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm not a physiologist, but
they probably don't know either, though. I mean, your stab at it is probably more scientific than theirs.
I think, again, that this is all politically based and it's driving the bus here. And, you know, I said before that I was concerned of what might happen to our product down the road. But actually, during the break, I was thinking, of course, because they have written such a great document defending us in the
right.
stock ban. I'm not saying the whole document's great, but the defense of the binary trigger inside that was actually amazingly well done, and I was very surprised that they had done that. They obviously only wanted to have a very narrow ban, and I think it would make it difficult down the road. But either way, trying to use a regulatory process like that to outlaw stuff that really should be an act of Congress is not appropriate in my view.
So given that fact that they've gone, did they go a little above and beyond to protect the to point out that the binary trigger is good to go?
Yeah, which is amazing. And I've met with Marvin Richardson at ATF before. He's a very customer service oriented executive at ATF, and I can't help but think that had something to do with the fact that they defined that in here so well. And not only that, but when you write a letter regarding the proposed regulation and how it might affect a given product, there is they have an obligation to address that so that some DA down the road doesn't decide to prosecute something that wasn't brought up. So they've made it real clear here that this product is good to go, and part of that could have been because of meeting with Mr. Richardson, or simply it could be because we did submit a letter. And the argument in our letter was that the statute has the what they proposed and is now law really has nothing to do about the release of the trigger, but only the pull the trigger. So it actually betrays the underlying statute so that if you pull the trigger, you get one round. But in the regulation, it didn't really have anything about the release of the trigger. So if you release the trigger and went brrrr, then that would be legal according to the regulation, but not legal to the underlying statute of the NFA and the Gun Control Act.
Right, right.
That was my argument, that it basically just simply didn't line up and they needed to start over again. well, they didn't start over again, but at least they delineated how our product works and how that it would be acceptable under the law.
So given the fact that they have gone to this length and pointed out that this is a legitimate product within the regulatory regime, perfectly legal, good to go, a different type of product than, say, the bump stock, if they were to, at a later date, decide to change that, I mean, doesn't it already look bad enough for them right now with the bump stock? I mean, is this, you said something about political pressure. See, I think the whole problem with this, and I don't know how you, and you know what, I'm not even going to take you down that path until the next segment, but I don't understand how they can be saying something is good to go at any given time after their technology people get a hold of it and say, this is within the, it is a semi-automatic gun, blah, 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 whatever they say to make it a legal product. And unlike, say, when we had the assault weapon ban, so-called assault weapon ban, all of those guns up to that point were grandfathered. When the NFA was put in place, they did not demand, as far as I know, anything be destroyed. They just had to be registered. How is it? This is a violation of the Fifth Amendment too, in a way, because now they're doing some taking of a property that costs what, $150, $200. So.
Yeah, and that's a serious concern, because it doesn't matter how much the initial issue is. If they could do that now, and then next time maybe it's $15,000, and then time after that maybe it's $150,000, the principle would be set. And so that is not something. And I know that there are groups out there fighting based on that Fifth Amendment grounds already. I don't want to try and quote it, which one, because I'd probably get it wrong based on trying to do it by memory. But I really do believe that that's going to be something that will be overturned that way, and as well as some of the other issues that have been raised on that as well. So they really essentially, separation of powers, don't have the power to do this from the executive side. It really would require a legislative change if they were to go down this road. But,
well, I mean, and one other thing they keep, that all up to this point, they were saying that Whitaker is not a legitimate acting attorney general, and yet they were happy when he signed off on this one. So he's either illegitimate and it doesn't count, or he's legitimate and it does count. And it's quite the little pathway to go down. When we get back, I want to ask you one question regarding what I think started all of this, right? Started this thing, but I don't want to take you down this path. And then we're going to talk about something called Reformation. And that's coming up next. Lock and Load is the promo code if you go to franklinarmory.com. And you need to go there and go see what they're selling. Especially check out that PDW C11. That is the sweetest AR-15. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
The president offering his congratulations to Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
I just want to start off by congratulating Nancy Pelosi on being elected Speaker of the House. It's a very, very great achievement.
The president then turned the mic over to Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, who says walls do work.
I've been a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. I can personally tell you from the work that I have done on the southwest border that physical barriers, that walls actually work.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky believes Democrats are to blame for the shutdown.
And yet, as yesterday marked the 12th day of this ongoing partial government shutdown, our Democratic colleagues seem less concerned with these facts than with their unreasonable political standoff with President Trump.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. And we're talking to the man that makes that happen, and that is Jay Jacobson. He is the CEO of Franklin Armory. We've been talking about the PDWC-11. We've been talking about the bump fire ban. And let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Believe me, I've been savaging this particular topic for weeks now. Trump was the one that came out and called for this ban, and he's the one that sort of overstepped his executive reach. And I kind of think it was due to a semantic error, an enforced semantic error on the part of the NRA. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's definitely a political hot button within the community, but I'll be frank with you. I think NRA could have done a better job with this. I did talk to Chris Cox about it. He was nice enough to stop by at the NRA show and said basically that every legislator was ready to throw everything under the bus. And Curbelo's bill was out there. I probably shouldn't understanding more about, you know, any discussion I had with him because it was to me in confidence. But, and so that's what he was facing. So in light of that, one can make their own conclusions about that. My advice to anyone that's upset about that, and I, rightfully they could be, I would say run. Run for office. If you don't like it, change it. And
now you're talking about office and within the NRA board or on talking about the NRA board?
NRA board, yeah. Definitely.
It is difficult to get on board. There's two schools of thought on that. Have you ever run for that, by chance?
I have not, but I am on the CRPA board, the California Rifle and Pistol Association board.
Okay. That has to be a lot of fun. So, you know, I think when NRA said what they said about the I think they just left off one phrase when they said this. I think they probably thought it, because I have spoken to certain board members about this. They believe they were probably thinking it, but they were thinking when they said what they said, when they made their sort of open-ended statement about, well, there might be, if it needs more regulation, the ATF needs to look at it. They forgot to say for the third or fourth time, because they've already looked at it a bunch of other times and found it not to be in violation. They just didn't finish their sentence. And that was one of the first times I've ever seen the NRA actually get out there and say something without taking a week or 10 days to figure out what they want to say. Did you notice that?
Yeah, if I was in charge of things over there, I don't think I would have said anything. I think I would have just laid low. Essentially, when you have just the tidal wave of negative press coming from the antis, and of course, most people in the media are anti-gun.
Yeah.
Not
yes.
all, but a lot of them. And you just lay low. There's no need to get out in front of it because it only creates additional news. And by the way, the NSSF did the same thing.
Did they? I did not notice them because, of course, you know, NRA has become a term like Xerox. I mean, they think the entire gun rights advocacy is all NRA, and it's actually, there's quite an array of organizations out there, GOAs, 2AF, there's a bunch of them out there, and but it's become a Xerox kind of thing. So for that one, I kind of think that Trump, I'm surprised his sons, who are supposed to be really big 2A kids, didn't short-circuit that. Were you a little surprised by that?
Yeah, I don't know how much pull they have in that regard, because that's definitely at the upper end of political management. You're not going to delegate that to somebody else at that point.
Right. Well, whatever it is, I just get this impression. Here's the thing. I like with Fox News, for example, I look at Fox News, and when they say, well, they're the only conservatives out there, I'm like, well, no, they're in New York. They're northeastern conservatives, which where you live, where I mean, you're in Arizona sometimes, right? In Arizona, in Arizona, you'd call these guys Democrats.
Arizona's changing too. I mean,
yeah, I know.
They got a Democrat senator recently and so forth. But yeah, I'm actually believe it or not, going to drive your listeners crazy. I'm a Californian. I'm one of the few that wants to stand and fight.
Yeah.
But I'm exiled here with another manufacturing facility in Nevada so that we can actually build stuff that's
okay,
and can sell across the country and across the world.
Yeah, so when the California lieutenant governor comes and visits the California businesses, does he stop by and see you guys in Nevada?
In fact, nobody ever has.
Okay. I've heard about those visits. But I guess what I'm leading up to is that, you know, Trump is from New York. And I fully believe that he is trying to save the country. And at the same time, like most politicians are only as good as their staffs. So if their staff doesn't know what they're talking about, like i.e. the bump stock, how long had that technology existed for commercial sale prior to the Las Vegas Rampage killing?
I remember being at the import-export conference when John Spencer talked about it and promoted the fact that he signed the letter on it back in, I think it was 2012, maybe 2011. So it's been around a while.
So almost 7 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
and it
going
was
on eight.
Before then. I think 2010, maybe.
Yeah. So And this is the only time that I know of that one of these things was ever used. Strictly speaking, from a shooter's standpoint, the undertaking at Mandalay Bay, the bump stock was the last piece of equipment anybody would ever consider if they intended to hit anything, isn't it?
Obviously, if one was having more controlled aim, I think that they could be more devastating. Obviously, what was even more devastating, having such a target-rich environment, if he had actually flown his plane into that fuel depot right next to the concert venue,
right,
there wouldn't have been a lot more damage. Forget the gun issue. And what really matters about this whole thing is the rule of law. What makes the U.S. economy the strongest economy in the world is the rule of law. And the more you subvert that and create ambiguity, more investors go, I'm not too sure I want to do that. Because they want a guaranteed return on their investment. Of course, there is no such thing, but they want as much of a guarantee as they can get.
I know. I know. I've seen that shot, too, because when you go into the airport in Curran, you're right beside those tanks in line with Mandalay Bay. That would have been a daunting shot with a whole lot of weapons. So, like I said, as far as I know, there'd never been a crime committed with that. But enough of that. We're going to talk about some good stuff coming up on the next break when we get back. Coming from Franklin Armory is a line that they refer to as Reformation, which I think is an epic, epic name for a line of rifles. And we're going to discuss what the Reformation line is and when it's coming out, if it's already out, all this other stuff. And there's some other stuff we can't talk about today, and that's all I'm going to tease you with. But you can go to franklinarmory.com right now and go check out and see what Reformation is. Don't do that if you're driving the car, though. Please don't do that if you're driving the car. We'll be right back. My guest is Jay Jacobson. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. And now we're going to talk about something that is splashing. It is splashing. This is a product line called Reformation. And this is what you need to know about Reformation. It's a line of firearms that features Franklin Armory's barrel technology. Since the barrel does not impart spin on the projectile, it does not meet the definition of rifling. It is engineered fin and flare stabilized projectiles and ammunition for sub-MOA. And they have safely tested off-the-shelf ammunition in a Reformation barrel and routinely achieved a 3.5-inch group at 100 yards with white box ammunition. So Reformation, what is Reformation, Jay?
So the idea behind Reformation is to essentially have what would otherwise be a National Firearms Act firearm without having to do all the paperwork and fingerprints and background check and waiting and all the other BS that goes on with registering your firearm with National Firearms Registry.
Right.
And also provide some options in a variety of states where it may be rather difficult to get a NFA weapon. And we're able to get it into, I think, about 39 states, something like that. I think there was 11 states we couldn't go into.
Now, I have the PDW C11. And the PDW C11, it is designated a pistol. So I cannot put a vertical foregrip on this legally, because that is something either for a short-barreled rifle, or in this particular case, you can do that all day with a Reformation rifle from Franklin Armory, correct?
Not entirely correct. Yes, oh. You can put the forward grip on it, but we don't want to call it a rifle because it's not in part and spin.
Okay.
Basically, it's really funny what ATF did with this. And originally, they said it was neither. And then we were talking about the design, and they came back with it being neither a rifle nor a shotgun. Then later on, we sent in the shorter version with a 7.5-inch barrel and a forward vertical grip to get confirmation that it would also be good.
Right.
Because we didn't want them to come back and say it was going to be something that would be problematic. And so they did come back and change things a little bit, which unfortunately, that's happened before, but they've crystallized it and decided to call this, get this, it is, but it is not a short barrel shotgun. So in other words, under the Gun Control Act, there's some provisions that are spelled out a little bit differently than National Firearms Act. So
okay.
The definition of a shotgun under the Gun Control Act says that it fires, I've got it in front of me here, uses the energy of an explosive to fire through a smooth bore, either a number of ball shot or a single projectile. Well, because this wasn't rifled, they used the Webster's Dictionary of smooth bore, which means not rifled, and they are calling it a GCA short barrel shotgun, but it's not an NFA short barrel shotgun because under the National Firearms Act, it says that a shotgun has to fire a fixed shotgun shell. This does not fire a fixed shotgun shell. It fires a fixed cartridge.
Right.
And in the statutes, they differentiate between fixed cartridge and fixed shotgun shell. So consequently, no NFA paperwork, no fingerprints, none of that stuff, no Clio sign-off, though I think that's been removed, no trust, none of that stuff that has to be filed and prepared and wait. This you can buy in a .44-73 through your dealer today and take it home.
Walk away with it.
Yeah, don't have to worry about if your wife is on the trust. She could go ahead and use it when you're on a business trip. No issues, no entanglements like that.
You can travel with it interstate, and you don't have to have any special paperwork to go with it?
There is one little nuance that we're looking on. Under the Gun Control Act, they did call it a short barrel shotgun, and there is a form called 5320.20 that applies to traveling interstate with what would otherwise be, excuse me, a National Firearms Act weapon.
Right.
And we're getting clarification on that now to confirm whether we actually have to fill out that Mother May I form to travel interstate with this gun that was purchased on a .44-73. So we'll hopefully have that clarified in the next day or so, and we'll be able to put out something on Facebook. And we're also actually having our attorneys in D.C. create a document that makes it easy for both dealers and distributors as well as consumers to realize how this transfers and how the paperwork's supposed to be filled out so there's no confusion.
The shoulder stock on this, it's like any shoulder stock on any AR would be. It's adjustable forward back.
Exactly, yeah. Just whatever stock you want on it. And you get the vertical grip because basically there's no law about how short your firearm is. Once they've defined it as a GCA short barrel shotgun, you get the vertical grip, and you can have it as short as you want. You can put whatever stock on it you want. And the beauty is that it's not a National Firearms Act shotgun. So
yeah.
It's basically having your cake and eating it, too.
Yes, it is. And no NFA, short-barreled, which is great in an enclosed area. I'm a big fan of pistol-caliber carbines, and a lot of that has to do with how long they are. So that short-circuits that one. It's legal with that grip. No, it's not an NFA short-barreled rifle, short-barreled shotgun, or any other weapon. So quite innovative. And I guess we can just call it a reformation, right? A Franklin Armory reformation. And don't worry about the nomenclature beyond that. You have the RS-7 and the RS-11. Is that correct?
That is correct. And one in 300 blackout, one a little shorter with the 7.5-inch, obviously very purpose-designed firearms. And honestly, using standard ammo, you could use standard ammo. You buy at your local gun store, what have you. You don't have to use our special ammo. We are developing it. We've had some good success with it. But there's some nuances that I'm trying to tweak to make sure that it's delivering that sub-MOA performance.
right,
which is achievable. But at this point, working it with standard ammo will give you 3.5 inches. You don't have to buy any special expensive stuff. You get 3.5 inches at 100 yards. And quite honestly, most
that's
people with their PP or the, what do you call it, the practical pistol competition or the
three guns,
carbines,
yeah,
they're not doing any better than that anyways, generally.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole point of this, and I mean, when I was talking to Jay about the C-11, is length. Length makes it easier to pack. It makes the kit that you're going to carry it in easier, and it means you don't have to take the gun apart. Right, a full-length AR-15 in an M4 configuration, I have to take it apart to fit it in certain bags, and the RS-7 won't need that, and it's got all the attributes and none of the legalities. So, anyway, and that's out and in force now?
Yes, we are shipping these now.
Okay, so very soon, probably sometime after SHOT Show, we'll get one of those and we will review it. We've got to do the C-11. This is going to be so much fun this year. And now next week, or after the 14th, which would mean it wouldn't be next week, but after the 14th, Jay will be back because he's got something else that's coming out.
Should we give him a little teaser?
If you like. You know how far you can go with it.
We have a whole new action type coming out. And we'll leave it with that. Not just a new gun, but a whole new action type.
Which, when you say an action, it's going to be along the lines of the binary trigger. That's the action?
When I say action type, I mean we have actions like bolt action, lever action, pump action.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. All right. Very good. This is why I'm on radio and you build guns. This is why you do what you do and I do what I do, because I really just – I shouldn't have these discussions unless you're on the air with me. FranklinArmory.com. Go check out the Reformation. This is – and you'll be seeing a lot of them. A lot of video going to be shot in about 18 days with these guys. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure.
Yes,
thank
sir. All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.